Yo, what up? Brain in the house, like I said, coming through your life from the Vatican, aka where the Wi-Fi is. Just trying to see what's up with you guys. Tough times, dark times, unusual times, unbelievable times. But we're here, we're trying to create, proliferate, or whatever. El Paso, COVID quarantine. What's poppin'? Hope y'all washing your hands, watching for signs, staying home, stay put with your family, stay positive, because this is a marathon, and it's a race, and it's a race for our lives, I think. So, anywho, we're gonna deal with a bunch of weird shit we've never seen before, none of us have in this earth, and, you know... Yeah, you heard someone knocking at the door. That was Killer Cam talking about, I need to subscribe to the Barbie show because we're in quarantine. And I think that's her again, maybe.
Let me see. Live. Looks like her. I'm just tripping.
And let's continue with the venue. Give it to you like a menu. Oof, ass. Hit me. Hit me for rhymes. Like I said, stay positive. Family is first. Those of you that have to hold down the unit. Many of you are living the wild lifestyle, and I'm good with that. But man, just don't go out. Don't go chill. Don't go fucking trying to mingle. I understand, like so many of you do, that there's a lockdown in place, and I mean, we're just gonna have to abide by it. Experts say that if we do, this might be contained in a couple of weeks, a month or so, and I see no other way out of it. A lot of you, including myself at the beginning, didn't take this seriously. There was a lot of videos saying this is a farce, this is some sort of a hoax, and it's not, yo. It's right here. So anyway, I don't want to hold you to this subject only. We're here to talk about different things. Bear with me. Stay creative. Stay positive. Peace to the gods, yo. Let's go with Brain Cinema. Peace. What up? Good morning, afternoon, late night, evening. It's your boy Brain, live from the Vatican. Let's go. So, as I'm recording this, and I've recorded probably 3-4 before this, still getting used to these sounds and acoustics. I hear myself tapping and all that stuff, doing the whole pan thing, drinking. So whatever, bear with me. I'm trying to do this so we can all be on a vibe, on a little bubble that we create. It's a friendly one. Excuse me. And it's a loving one, a lovey-dovey type shit. We said Brain Cinema. I'm gonna tell you something that's really personal to me. And those are horror movies. Scary joints. Not a big fan of them. Not trying to check for them. But they came up on my radar. Midsommar came first through, you know, reading different articles. And this is way before the whole thing that's happening now happened. And my man, Fifth, said, don't watch this, la da da. I said, it's on my radar. He said it was horrible. And so one night I sat on Prime. I said to myself, if it comes across my radar, I'm going to peep it. It was a perfect night. Let me tell you what's perfect to me. What perfect is to me is being by myself. Because if someone else is watching it with me, then I'm catching scary vibes from them. And I'm a very receptive person. A Gemini fly like that. I count for two. So one is watching the movie, the other one's watching the reactions. So I want to be with myself. Midsommar came through. I put on the headphones on the PS4, I'm sorry. And I analyzed it visually and on the audio like I haven't analyzed the movie before. Under their circumstances, I was really, really, really into it because I thought it was done phenomenally. I thought it was a bunch of stuff there that I kept rewinding and checking out, and I was just amazed by the guy who wrote it. I started doing my homework. He also directed it, and come to find out that's his second joint. And some guy by the name of Ari Aster. I'm not from pronouncing that name right, but whatever. He went to Santa Fe Art School, whatever, so that was dope. And I'm like, okay. I finished the movie. Took me a couple of hours because I kept rewinding stuff. Doing the whole what's happening on the scene. La la la. And that was that. I woke up the next morning just amazed by this film, by this work. And yeah, I was terrified, but not really scared. I was just terrified as to how can someone write shit like that, and it's not me, or not someone that I know. Or I mean, this is crazy to me that someone could just write, direct stuff like this. The guy is like mad young, and that's the thing that scares me. That like, oh man, this is possible, but not for me, not for me, or whatever. I don't know if you guys get that, but so the day after that, or shortly after, same scenario. I'm at the crib. The unit is asleep, bedtime stories being read, wifey at home. I mean, wifey is always at home, hopefully, but wifey passed out, chilling, comfortable. I know she's laid up. And I just consume and put myself into this zone where it's like, yo, watch the other one, which is Hereditary, also done by him. And I went into this one kind of more cautious because I heard more crazy shit about this one. The other one was crazy. This one was crazier to the masses that told me and expressed this to me that how intense this was. So I'm not a fan of the arts when it comes to this horror shit. I put on the headphones, dog. I can see everything. I can hear everything. And if you know me personally, then if you want to ask me after this what kind of shit I was into while watching this, we can go into it. But I'm telling you, I was fully immersed, and which is crazy because I told myself, like, yo, beat your fears, brain, do it, bro. And I did it. And let me tell you, this movie, Hereditary, to me is my favorite one out of these two. It was insane from beginning to end. The other one was too, but this one was more of like of some shit that you will just fucking, it's nuts, bro. So it's a good quarantine movie. Peep it. The ending's phenomenal. Everything about this movie is great. And going back to quarantine movies, I'm gonna ask y'all to stop watching fucking pandemic, epidemic movies, man. How come they're the freaking number one on fucking Netflix and all these shit? Outbreak, pandemic movies, contagion type shit. Yo, leave these fuckers alone, dog. Let's just chill and do something else. Watch The Mandalorian for the second time. Watch fucking Tarantino. You wanna watch some fucking pandemic shit? Are you sick in the mind? What's wrong with you? Word up, though. Outbreak is a good movie, though, because I'm a big fan of Rene Russo. That was my crush back in the day, to be honest. Because I'm sick like that. And it's not that I'm sick, but I thought she was a great-looking woman from when I was a kid, I guess. Anyway, that's not here nor there, nor there nor here. But we're here right now, and I'm telling you, stop watching fucking movies about viruses. A good movie about viruses, though, it's Philadelphia, and ain't nobody peeping because Tom Hanks sick too. And I felt bad for Tom Hanks, but I felt the whole video about his kid not doing this shit on Patois or whatever that's called. That's another thing. I hate doing podcasts so fucking randomly in the days because I miss out on a lot of content that people already talked about. But Tom Hanks not doing that. Tom Hanks' kid, who's his name is Chet, or Chet. It's different for us Mexicans to pronounce that word. But Chet, man. How come you didn't do that on fucking Jamaican lingo like you do all everything else? You fucking sick fucking son of a bitch. Anyway, man. Brain TV, which is another subject we should tackle. Peace. Yo, brain TV, one of my favorite subjects in the place to be. And apologies again if you listen to background noise. That's the wife asking me to stop recording because we need loving. But you know what? I love this recording shit, so peace to the gods. Manifestations. Brain TV, what have I been watching lately? Not a lot of stuff other than the news, but I did tune into 000 on Prime, Amazon Prime. It's a show that it's kind of a ridiculous premise, but I still roll with it. I'm gonna tell you why. It had good actors, good directing, and it was all above a good production. Couple episodes, I'm gonna say like 9 or 8 of them. I swallowed them all, pause, in a short period of time. It deals with, no spoilers, it deals with a drug shipment that some Italians requested from Mexico. And it's an exaggerated shipment, and it's like 30,000 tons of coke or whatever. But it deals with people in Italy, deals with people in New Orleans, Mexico, and they go as far as getting people from like fucking Al-Qaeda involved and shit. So it looks cool. I don't really like how Hollywood and entertainment represents for the cartel, for the Mexican cartel. Narcos Mexico was good too. I should talk about that, but I'm not going to. But they do a good representation of what's going on in Mexico as far as like terrorism, narco-terrorism. And I'm asking you guys to just give it a chance. Quarantine, perfect quarantine. Because nowadays, you in quarantine, you can watch whatever the fuck. If it's not good or good, you have all the fucking time in the world. What are you doing? Anyway, Hunters was a fucking suck of a dick show. I didn't like it. It's also on Prime. The only thing that saved that show was that my man's, what's his name from Scarface, Al Pacino was there, and he does phenomenal work. But I mean, Al Pacino does phenomenal work wherever he at. He could be a fucking Costco buying toilet paper. He's doing a great job. And Hunters was not really good. I didn't watch any of it. It was one of those shows that my girl was like, "It's good, I'm gonna watch it." And I was like, "All right, go ahead. I'm gonna go sleep. I'm gonna go worry about human life after this." It's not good. Don't peep it. Peep it. If it's good, then give me a call back and tell me, "Yo, it's good." But I fucked up on that one. I didn't like it. Brain TV, as far as Brain TV goes, stick to this times of days. I'm sticking to the news. And not for some propaganda shit, but just to know what's up. And more than anything, local news. I think the El Paso mayor's office and CDC or whatever that is locally is doing a good job. I don't know, peep that. Can someone please tell me in these times of quarantine how to find King of Queens online? Because I'm a big fan of King of Queens. I'm a big fan of the humor. I'm a big fan of everybody around that show. And I cannot find it online. Hulu I tried. Only place I found was on YouTube, and it was just like some bootleg recordings. Please help me, dude. I need to know how to get King of Queens. And I ain't talking about Nas and any of them. Heineken going good right now. Peace to all the gods, yo. Peace to all of you that are watching TV, just finding time, trying to find shit what to watch. And let me freestyle. This wasn't in the notes, but Brain TV has a lot to do with me now with Brain Video Games, which is a new page that I'm gonna invent, but it's not here yet. PS4 specifically. My man's Ocho Sanchez, phenomenal rapper from the border collects, pay attention. I called him one of these quarantine days, a couple days ago, high off a kite, and I was trying to battle him, and he didn't want to battle, but that's neither here nor there. He's like, "Yo, let's kill each other on Red Dead Redemption." I was like, "All right, let me get the PS4 thing going. I got it. We killed each other, blah, blah, blah." I had no guns. He had mad guns. And that's another thing. I'm playing Warzone 2. Like, that shit is tight. Gives me a lot of anxiety, but shit is dope in times of necessity and thinking, finding things to do. I'm not saying don't stick to movies and video games. Meditate, exercise, talk to your family. This is a great time for family to get connected. Is that the case in my house? Maybe. Maybe not. But still, connect each other. Connect to each other like Legos. Like, connect the dots. You feel me? Anyway, not much from Brain TV going on. But hey, let's talk about Brain Deportes. Peep the fucking science. Subject, highly important. One of the hashtags that I come up with that often make a lot of noise is Brain Deportes. Well, I got nothing to say about Brain Deportes because there's no sports right now. What do you want me to do? What I could do is suggest that ESPN stop wilding because they're showing some nonsense, because I got nothing to show. On the contrary, ESPN, please, please do whatever it is in your power to release the Bulls / Jordan documentary everybody's talking about. You showed us previews. It's 10 hours long. Now is the time to do it. Stop fucking around. ESPN, I pray that you find the answer for this. And another thing I'm bringing to board, this is Kobe, man. Rest in peace. We haven't had a chance to talk about it on the pod, but damn, that shit hurt. That shit fucking moved me 1,000 ways apart. So sad. So incredibly sad. And now it seems like a lifetime ago, I guess, right? Because of this whole shit happening. But man, that shit hit me, man. And I wasn't really a Kobe fan like that. Be honest with you, I wasn't. I was a Kobe hater. But I became a Kobe fan thanks to ESPN Plus and details and reruns of games and just being a fan of the game. I love basketball. Basketball, when I was a kid, baseball was dope. Soccer kind of stepped in. And I love soccer still, but I love soccer every 4 years. I love basketball on the weekly, man, on the daily. And the lockdown, it's crazy, man, but shit. I would just wish ESPN would release this documentary, bro, so we can all be into it. Tune in into something that really the people are demanding. On that note, ESPN Plus, which I'm a subscriber to, it's not really that expensive, and I find it to be a great, great, great streaming service to be subscribed to. They got all the documentaries, 30 for 30, so I saw the Junior Seau one, very, very sad one. And not to be on a sad trip, but shit, that shit was crazy. I watched the Deion Sanders one, which is phenomenal. I saw the U, props to all my U peoples. You know who you are. I'm from here to New Mexico, man. We got this shit on lock. The U, man. Shit, you don't even know. You don't even know, but still. Uncle Luke, you know what I mean? Michael Irvin, what up? Props. And ESPN, man, it's just a great tool. HBO got some great fucking sports documentaries. Brain Deportes, and I'm telling you, they got that. HBO has that barbershop with LeBron, which whatever you want to think about LeBron, man, he always puts out content. And one thing about LeBron that his homies eat. His homies eat, and this is part of like the homies' contribution to the game. It's a little corny, yeah, because Drake kind of contaminated that. But Drake is cool to me, man. A lot of people get Drake the wrong flack, man. I think Drake is good for the game. I'm not going to sit here and think that, say that Drake is the greatest or whatever, but shit, man, it's great content. Great fucking conversation if you want to bring Drake up. And like I said, Barbershop is dope. They have a lot of guests that are dope, that they say whatever they have to say. They have one with Rick Rubin. They have one with Jamie Foxx, I think. And it's a great show. Going back to HBO having sports documentaries. There's one about Maradona, man. If y'all motherfuckers grew up like I did, a fan of the arts, a fan of the sports, a fan of badasses, and you were a little kid when Maradona was a legend, and you didn't quite understand what was going on. But now this documentary puts it into perspective. And now you're just like, whoa, Maradona was on some other shit. And I mean, I wish they made documentaries like this about everybody. Like Hugo Sanchez deserves one. But Maradona, man, to me, the greatest soccer player ever. And I'm not really down with Argentinians like that. Not to say that I'm against Argentinians, but I mean, you know, I mean, Mexico, Argentina, Mexico, Brazil, Mexico, Puerto Rico, whatever. There's certain beefs, but it's not like a real beef. It's just like, yo, man. But Maradona, man, all his fucking props go to him, dude. And he went through a lot of shit based on that documentary. Another great documentary, if you have time to fucking waste, it's the Andre the Giant one, and it's on HBO 2. And there's a lot of great shit out there as far as sports. Now that sports is not being in TV like it is or whatever. There's reruns, there's NBA TV. I hear that the league pass is free now, so shit. Tune in, bro. Do your thing. Shit. Peep the science again. You can't do the science if you don't know the math. If you don't know the math, then you don't know the numbers. And the numbers is numbers by coloring. And by coloring, you feel comfortable. And I'm telling you, man, nothing more comfortable but the stuff you wear. We're in quarantine, man. What you want me to do? This is an important subject. Or important hashtag, because I never brought it up. And it's brain vestimenta, which is what you're going to wear to make yourself look dope, feel dope, and look as good as you can under the stress and the circumstances. One thing about me, man, I wear my mask. You got to get the N95 nowadays. That's like the tool of the trade, the trade of the tool. Get it, cop it. If you don't know how to get one, holler at me. I might not have the answers, but at least I get the call from you, and it makes me feel important. Gloves. Purell your hands. Wash your hands. That's part of the vestimenta, man. That's part of what you wear. Besides that, at the crib, what are you wearing? We got different people, man. I'm one of the ones that likes to be fly all the time. So, besides being fly, I don't like to walk around barefooted, man, even about the crib. You know what I mean? I put the socks on, the polo joints with the sandals just to be normalized. The toes fly out. No, the toes still in captivity. The shirt, the undershirt, the cologne spray. You know what I mean? We looking fly, but we inside. That's one thing that I have to ask of you guys. Just be comfortable. What you rocking? I know some of my mans, like my man Adam out there in Albuquerque, looking fly all the time. He's posting quarantine fits. It's ridiculous. I'm talking about $3,000 pieces, bro. Like, yes. 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 It's unbelievable what you could do with your clothes, man. With your flyness. Shit, dude. Another thing about vestimenta, or what you wear, is stay active. Not just because you're home, you're going to lay down and chill and eat corn dogs all day. Let it be known, I ate 2 corn dogs yesterday after 10. But I was stressing. But I woke up, I did my little YouTube tutorials, you know what I'm saying, with the dumbbells. You know what I'm saying, a little leg flip, trying to get the V joints done and shit like that. But I'm drinking right now, just reporting live. But we gotta stay active, dude. You can still go outside, run the bike with your kids, throw the frisbee to the dog, and then just do manifestations like that for cultural purposes. Like, you gotta stay active, bro. Like, you just gonna go up down the stairs if you're out of the crib. If you have the apartment, do the thing. But don't be talking to people close like that. Like, all you creeps do that shit. You hug the girls. You start to stay player-like. Nah, stay player-like from afar, from the distance, like a sniper. Like, just wear your shit. But, and wash your ass, wash your hands. Important, dude, important. People don't even know. And you don't even have to be in a crowd like that. You can be in a crowd. So you, from a distance, you take pictures, you portray yourself as doing this damn thing. And then another thing about this is the kicks. The shoes are mad cheap right now. So if you have the capital invested or in your fucking account to buy shoes, Adidas is running crazy, New Balance is running crazy, Puma running crazy, Nike running crazy. You can get mad shit, dude. I saw the 3M's Adidas. I want them. I just don't have it like that. I need toilet paper. That's another part. Peace to all of you, dude. I see chaos outside my crib, dude. Peace. Yo, last and to finalize, let's realize we gotta stay creative, my mans. Boys and girls, let's do it, man. That's all we have right now. I see the DJ's getting busy, man, and he's just going out to D-Nice, who rocked the party one of those days. And I was early on it, man. I think I was out there when it was the 8K, 7K, and it hit 100K, and it was just crazy to see that. Because he deserves that, you know what I mean? He's like one of those pioneer 50-year-old hip-hop dudes who been rocking. And one thing I came up with for that was, yeah, I didn't peep the 9 hours consecutively because I'm not a loser. But it reminded me of the podcast he did with Combat Jack, rest in peace, pioneer, a king, a dope dude all around who had him early on the show. I don't want to say early, but had him in a pretty compelling podcast. If you have a chance to listen, D-Nice on Combat Jack, man, for real. And I started talking about this as soon as I saw that the people getting accumulating on his feed. And I mean, Lord Finesse was dope. And Lord Finesse, I mean, come on, a super dope MC, also producer, MC, DJ, I guess. I mean, I don't know. He's covers the whole gambit of it. And Primo was his birthday, I guess. One of those days, Primo got down. People are telling me Tony Touch. People are telling me this and that and the third, Questlove. Yeah, I get it. But, I mean, one thing that I come off of this saying is, where the MCs? I was expecting to see more verses, more creative shit from the MCs. And I hate to go on this subject, but because a famous podcast talked about this earlier, but this was on my mind. It's like the DJs are dope because they can do that, you know. It's part of the programming, they get on the camera. And the MCs though need to re-up and do this shit too. And it's not a demand, it's just something that we would like to see as fans. Verses, freestyles, recordings. And I ain't trying to see a live fucking dude rhyming, but you know what I mean? Like, yeah, cool, whatever. Another one, DJ battles or beat battle, producer battles are cool too. I mean, you all remember the magnificent one between Blaze and Swizz. And I think Swizz killed him on that one, but Swizz and Timbaland had one yesterday or so, but yeah, I wasn't really into it. I wasn't because I didn't tune in at all. It took too long. It was so overproduced. It was so over talked about that we didn't even care about during this times. So if that says something, I don't know what does. I want to see more of my local DJs get involved. I've seen some of them get involved, but I'm going to tune in. Every time I tune in, it discontinues. So we need to get some better stuff on that. But my MCs, my rappers, we need to get down. We need to get down. We need to get down and release some shit. And nobody wants to fuck with DJ Muggs. I'm inviting DJ Muggs to come up and do a set of his shit, and you will be blown away. I'm a DJ Muggs fan from the go. Sorry, I had to go take a piss, but we were talking about DJ Muggs. Maybe you guys know this or not, but yeah. And yeah, Muggs can kill anyone coming at him on the same genre of rap. And I hope DJ Muggs pairs up with RZA or someone like that. I mean, it would be a phenomenal thing to witness during quarantine. And I'm going to take this opportunity to tell you about the time I met DJ Muggs. Phenomenal time. It was Rock the Bells 2011. I had the VIP pass, me and my girl. took a trip out there. I don't know if we were married or not. I was courting her like a queen and a king that I am. I took her to fucking Rock the Bells, and I was like, let's go, baby. Let's fucking do this shit. We flew over there. My man Systematic was there. My man Raul was there. Systematic will tell you, man. I was wilding out. And, we stayed at this room and shit like that, and boom, we went the first day. It's a whole day of hip-hop shit, and we're there, we're chilling. At the time, Muggs was promoting the joint that he got with fucking Ill Bill, and they performed that shit, and so did Sick Jackin' came out. I mean, many of other motherfuckers. I met KRS that day. Tribe Called Quest was there that day. Lauryn Hill, DJ Preem, Premier, Chino XL. We met fucking Chino XL had been here the week before, and he gave props to El Paso and, you know, Immortal Technique. This whole fucking gambit of rappers that you love and you fucking love playing. When people are playing Drake and when people are playing Migos and shit, you like to play this shit because you fucking grimy hip-hop motherfucker. Not me though, I roll with everything. But we at the VIP joint, which is it's quarantine, so to speak, and I'm buying a drink, and I'm like with my girl, and next to me at that time, it happens to be, this is way after his set, I'm at the VIP joint. Next to me buying a chimichanga is DJ fucking Mux. And nobody's saying what's up to him. Because, I mean, you gotta understand, this is the first kind of top where young kids don't give a fuck. They're there to see Wiz Khalifa and shit like that. But the old heads are partying and they're not on the VIP joint. I mean, I don't know. I hate to say it, but... So I'm buying my drink. I'm buying a Heine or some Beck's or some shit. Next to me is Mugs, bro, and I'm like, oh shit. So I turn to my right, and Mugs is literally next to me, and I'm like, yo, bro, I know you're going to eat your shit. I'm sorry to interrupt, but can I take a picture with you later? Like, I'm here from El Paso, la da da. He's like, no problem, bro. I'm going to be right over there, which is like another VIP within the VIP, but we can all see him. Couches and shit, pretty people. And he's like, I'm going to eat my chimichanga, bro, but I got you. I'm like, all right. Alright, he goes away and I just stand there like a dumbass, and I tell my girl, like, yo, this is DJ Muggs just said I could take a picture with him, let's wait it out. She's like, well, how long are we gonna wait? And I'm like, well, that's him over there with those people over there, and he told me to wait, so I'm gonna wait here. She's like, god damn it, well, tell him to hurry up, da da da. You know, my girl's queen. So I was like, okay, cool. Well, we're gonna wait here. If you don't wanna go somewhere, I'll be here. Takes forever, right? He eats his chimichanga. He starts reading a book and shit. And then, well, it's kind of getting aggravating, but I'm a DJ Muggs fucking disciple, dude. Like, you don't understand. I'm waiting, bro. And then my girl's like, yo, fuck this shit. I mean, who is he? And then I point to him or whatever, and I'm like, yeah, bro, don't do this. But secretly, I'm like, yo, go do this shit. You're the only one that can handle this type of scenario. She walks up to the fucking VIP within the VIP. He's there with a bunch of models, bro. I'm not lying to a bunch of pretty chicks, tall chicks, some other dudes. And she's like, hey, my husband asked you for a picture a long time ago, so we're waiting for you. Come on, let's go. DJ Muggs stands up, and Ever the Gentleman says, oh, fuck, I forgot. Like, yeah, for sure. And everybody within his crew, this is when I realized, like, we all the same, right? Because no matter what the status is, no matter how badass you are, your homies are always going to clown you. So his homies and the girls that he was with, he was like, okay, DJ Muggs, go take a picture. What's wrong with you? And it was the most innocent, fantastic thing I ever seen, because that made me know that DJ Muggs is just like, kind of the rest of us, even though he's like pretend. Well, he doesn't pretend, but he's like the dark ghost type shit, you know what I mean? So he's like, he implies with it. He's like, okay, I'm sorry, I forgot. He puts his book down, or his chimichanga at that point. I don't know, I was just walking in a cloud. And he comes back and takes a picture with me, man. And he was just like, yo, my man, cool, dude, thanks for supporting. And I swear to God, I haven't been the same since. Props to him. This is it. Bye. Peace to all of you, man. Quarantine yourselves up. Yo, man. Start posting everything you can post. Fucking post your arts, post your designs, post your fucking ideas, post your music, most important, post your kitchen fucking things, your products, post your recipes, you know what I mean? Memes are always fun. They keep fucking rotating those. And I think tequila, I think the sun, I think exercise, and I think keep being aware of all this shit will save us all. Peace.